and we're back. CJSF 90.1 FM, CKXU 88.3 FM, Lethbridge, Alberta. I got two fine people here with me. We chatted for a long time before. I want to chat to them some more. That almost rhymed if I didn't mess it up. You were looking at something on your phone. Describe the people you were looking at your phone, Dean.
I was trying to find the gorgeous man who plays for the Cubs that I saw when I used to see the Cubs do the things that they do. And it is Manny Rodriguez.
Manny Rodriguez. I want to see that, baseball reference page.
I like how it was
if he
like.
If sucks, I'll be really sad.
15 minutes of Dean asking us, and then it took them like 30 seconds to find it on their own.
Manny Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Is that first? Really?
That's what it says. That's what it says his name is.
Average looking man.
This man. I mean, he's just kind of a man, but he's pretty.
Iowa Cubs. Dude,
Iowa Cubs?
Yeah, that's the minor league team.
Oh. Gee. Well, then why do I know him?
Because he might have got called up for a game. Here he is. Oh, no, wait. Hang on.
Did he ever play in the majors?
I mean, he would be there.
Manny Rodriguez.
What if he played one game and it was just this game that you saw him?
Dude, I am so deep on baseball reference right now. Every guy I've found so far has never made it above rookie ball.
Whoa.
Dean, I don't know if that's a real person.
But he looks real to me.
Manny Rodriguez.
There's two photos of him.
Manuel Rodriguez.
Oh.
There we go.
I spelled his name wrong.
That is okay.
That's disrespectful. What? Oh.
I'm still trying to find his stats.
Sorry, I thought you just looked up beef.
No.
And I was confused as to why you would look up.
So this guy didn't play for the Cubs back in the day. He played for he debuted in 2021.
Oh.
And he was 24 years old. However, last year, Grayson, this guy pitched for the Rays for 30 innings.
Wait.
With a 3 FIP.
3 FIP?
Yeah, not bad.
What was his whip? 1.37?
1.05.
So what? Like, you know, 1.05
and 3 FIP.
What was his ERA?
2.08. Yeah. Kind of nice with it.
I think that whip is the best metric to evaluate pitchers. That's my hot take.
My hot take? Innings pitched.
That's for starters?
Yeah. No, just like in general.
Just fully in general?
Like,
yeah,
look at the innings leaders at the end of every season. They're not the best guys, but there's something to be said about
throwing. Tarek Skubal, I think he was number 3.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you always get like a hodgepodge. Like you get like a Jordan Lyles in there. Or you know what I mean?
And it's often like innings pitched is like a deciding factor, but over ERA it seems like.
Totally.
Like FIP or WHIP.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz it's like, yeah, dude, he won games for the team.
I hate that. I hate wins.
Oh. Yeah, wins losses is actually ironically the worst metric for judging if your pitcher is good.
Like seriously though.
Is just why baseball is such a perfect game. Oh, they won? Well, whatever.
Actually kind of doesn't matter cuz who's watching anyways?
Yeah, cuz if they win or lose.
Where are the innings? What am I doing wrong? Innings pitched. Who do you think led the AL in innings pitch last season?
The Mets.
AL?
Yeah.
The Mets. Awesome.
No, they're the other league.
I know, I'm messing You're with trying. You, but I'm trying to get some sort of reaction.
Wait, no, don't say it.
Okay.
The AL. What team was it?
Boston. Studley.
Oh, was it really Garrett Crochet?
It was. Dude, 205 innings.
Skubal threw what, 197?
Skubal threw 195, and that's tied second. The other two pitchers he's tied with, Carlos Rodon and Max Fried.
Oh, Max Fried. What did Hunter Brown throw?
Hunter Brown threw 185 innings. Yeah. Kevin Gausman threw 193.
And Brian Wu threw like 170.
186.
Oh, wow. Good for Wu.
Number 7.
Yeah. My first thought was actually Hunter Brown.
That's fair.
It's because I'm always thinking about Hunter Brown and how much I hate that he's on the Astros.
It makes me... he's such a stud.
I love that guy.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Dude, the Rangers have quietly amassed one of the sexiest rotations in terms of stuff. I don't know if I can say that on air, but Mackenzie Gore as your third guy is insane.
You got Jacob
Mackenzie
DeGrom.
Gore is a bad man. Yeah, Evaldi, DeGrom, Gore, then later... And Rocker?
Yeah.
Like, that's rancid.
Do you really think Eovaldi pitches that much, though?
I think Eovaldi pitches really, really well.
I think he does, too. But do you think he pitches more than 100 innings?
Dude, who cares? You have so many other good workhorse pitchers that'll get you through 5 innings.
Really? Like, are they running that deep? Like, I don't know, like, outside their top 5?
Yeah, I would say you have those, then you have DeGrom, Gore, Leiter, and Rocker. Yeah. Rocker's, like, the only one who I'm worried about giving 5, or getting 5 from consistently.
I see.
And not giving, like, 6 runs.
They're not even showing Rocker as part of the starting rotation right here.
What thing crazy. Did I see then? I thought he was...
Well, he's on the 40, man. Like, he's a guy.
Well, who's their 5th?
Well, they're just not even showing one, is what I'm saying. Like, it has him as a 4-man rotation right now, which is strange. Hey, I'm just telling you what the computer's showing.
I'm so ambitious for them. They didn't even know.
Well, I mean, it's funny we're talking about how good Nathan Eovaldi is because he's 0-2 this season. He's -4 WAR.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter, dude. He's given up 11 runs in, 8 innings?
Whatever, dude.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Did he actually?
Yeah, that's actually his stat line for the season.
What? Paul Skeens had a 65 ERA.
Totally. Here, I'll give you some other stats, okay? Mackenzie Gore's 1 start, 7 strikeouts and 5 innings.
That's my guy.
Leiter, 8 strikeouts and 6 innings. DeGrom, 7 strikeouts and 4 2/3.
What did I say?
So they're good. It's just the old man. He's 36 years old.
He's got, like, I think his spring training continues until June.
Oh, yeah. Just always ramps up. Yeah, on the, like, Scherzer schedule.
Yeah.
Ready to peak in August.
Yeah, like, their bodies are so, I don't want to say fragile, but they, like...
Absolutely, they are.
You probably are looking for, like, you're planning their starts. Like, oh, we want you to pitch this team in, like, June, and then again well in, like, let's say August, and then we're looking at September, October.
Literally. Let's get the other person here involved. What do you know about ball that you've learned from playing catch the last week?
I can't throw it very far.
And that's okay.
Really athletic to the point where it's like, even you guys are like that much more athletic than me. And I think that's to be expected, but I think that's more something I learned about myself than ball.
Ah, well, but it's funny how ball can reveal these truths.
Yeah.
The ball doesn't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. You're so right.
I can't get over how we've been on air for 40 minutes and I've played 6 songs. None of them are longer than 2 minutes long.
Yeah, and I kind of want to make sure we get to that absolutely ridiculous one. Also, well, you guys didn't even mention what songs we played.
Let me do that.
Yeah.
Whoops. Yeah. That's a big mistake. Okay, reverse chronological order, people. Remember all those songs you heard a while ago? The Sound of Your Smashed Head by... All right, cover your ears, children. Fuck the Facts. It's from the album Stigmata, High Five. Song before that, Vacuum Sleeve by Discordant Axis. The song before that, Civilian Targets.
Yeah.
Death Toll, 80K. Really. Song before that, Scoop by Nazem? Nazem?
Yeah.
Nazem. I like that one.
Yeah.
Big riffs in that song. And then the song before that was Crawl of Time by Pig Destroyer.
They were all bangers.
They were all bangers.
I like the direction we're going this week.
The loudest things.
Yeah.
The things that Grayson hears and goes, I don't like that.
It's very indulgent.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does this, like, how do I say this?
The names frighten me a little.
Okay. What was the worst one you just heard there? Civilian Targets?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that just made me think God bless.
God bless. Just in general.
God bless America. But then the name of the band was, Death Toll 80K.
Yeah.
That's got to be, like, you... They must have been giggling. Like, that's a joke I would have made in grade 9. You know, like, yeah, what if we had a band and they yelled and it was about people dying. And the band name was like, this is a lot of people that died.
Can I give you the album name?
Yeah.
Harsh Realities.
Like, dude, it's like, listen, no, I don't want to disrespect the art.
Do it.
But I think that this is musically similar to deciding you're going to be a cop when you're 7 and becoming a cop when you're 25.
I like to think of this a lot as, like, the angry equivalent to finger painting.
That was,
beautifully poetic.
Just being like, oh, I can't play my guitar, but I'm going to play really fast and really loud and really angry and really badly.
Yeah.
Because who can finger paint well?
Once again, indulging in excess.
Sure.
Contemporary art, am I right?
Yeah, I will say that finger painting well is indulging in excess. It's actually,
When's the last time you guys finger painted?
Maybe last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Watercolors?
No, sometimes when I'm doing my paintings, I do.
You switch sometimes, it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Dip just finger in the paint, little in the mouth, little in the paint, little in the mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse
yeah,
me.
A little bit.
Anyways, that's kind of weird.
Ew, I would never.
That
I
was
never.
Awesome, you guys. That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, you guys should call us 778-782-2573. Someone called us like 20 minutes ago and it was really scary.
Yeah, it was kind of horrifying. So please
someone should do that again.
778-782-2573.
You want to play some music?
Oh, yeah.
What song you want to hear? Do you want to hear your song?
I want to hear my song, pretty please.
Okay, introduce it because I don't know anything about this.
It is a Screamo Vocaloid song with Kazune Tito. Which I mess with heavy.
What is
ooh,
that?
That was close. It's called Cut by RWXC.
No. You said like Katsumo something. What is that?
Oh, she's a Vocaloid.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, okay. Sorry. I realize that not everybody's tuned in like I am.
Sorry
Miku
we
baby.
Can't be as cool.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. I forgive you.
How does it like... But it's, you know, like, when you get on the train, what is it like knowing that you're just, like, more tapped in and cooler than everyone else?
I feel like I'm in the Matrix and I have to tear my skin off. Put the song on.
Okay,
thank you.
You're listening to CJSF. CJSF, what's happening? Apparently that's the worst song I've ever played in the history of the 60-minute stage dive, and I paid for it by throwing a lighter. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, CKXU 88.3 FM.
Yeah. I know. You were all asking about me. I'm fine. I'm having a good time. I thought that was maybe the worst song I've ever heard, but not definitely the worst song I've ever heard. I've heard worse songs.
That's fine.
Probably. I've heard at least three worse songs than that.
Yeah. So which ones were they?
Nice. Home by Obrisky.
Right on.
And Cut by RWXC. I take credit for one of those.
What about the most recent one?
Well, we don't need to touch on the worst song of all time.
No, I think we do.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. It's called called Killing Fields by Slayer.
Listen,
I like it because Paul Bostaff plays the drums, and yeah. I think he's kind of a fun drummer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Anyways.
Yeah, I love all the fun drummers that play on Killing Field. What a whimsical guy.
Speaking of Killing Fields, how about them baseball?
What is happening?
Yeah.
This is, dude, I'm never coming back. I'm losing my job. I'm losing my show.
I don't think you're going to be syndicated anymore. I think they're going to
stop. Well, I'll tell you what, CKX, you will love this.
Wow.
Well, okay. What do we do now?
You didn't like my beautiful segue? So you could talk about ball and I could stop talking?
Beautiful. In relation to a joke about which kind of fields?
Baseball.
Yeah, that.
That, yeah.
That
yeah.
type of right. field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it not a field?
It is, but it was in relation to this song, though.
I know.
Sometimes it's called a diamond. And there are fields of diamonds where...
You know, sometimes it's called Wrigley Field.
No, it's actually like only called Wrigley Field one time.
Like a worm?
Yeah. That's one time is sometimes.
You ever been? Is there a Wrigley factory in Chicago?
A Wrigley factory?
Do they make the gum in Chicago?
Oh, I thought you were saying they make stadiums.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been there?
I was like, I didn't know what you were on about. No, I've never been there. But I've been to the Jelly Bean factory.
What kind of jelly beans?
All the jelly beans. That doesn't make any sense.
The whole factory.
The whole factory makes all the jelly
beans.
It's
made of jelly beans?
No, it makes all the jelly beans.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like
a
Willy
Wonka. It makes all sorts of the jelly beans. No, it's like, why would you think that they would have just a factory for like one kind of jelly bean?
Because I don't know.
That's a waste of time.
Why are you acting like I should know the jelly bean supply chains?
I'm with Dean. Like, your question made no sense.
Mixed bags. And what? You have like...
This show has been a mixed bag.
So you have a jelly bean factory in Chicago, and it only makes like buttered popcorn, like jelly beans, and then you have one in like LA that only makes the orange crush ones, and then what, you just send it to the middle of the country and mix all the jelly beans and then send it back out? That sounds like a waste of time.
No, we have 90 more seconds. Keep going.
I would say that sounds like good for maximizing shareholder value.
Yeah. That sounds like how we make some money around here, Dean.
It's called motion. God forbid the jelly beans catch a little motion.
I gotta tell the wife that I got transferred to the Orange Crush jelly bean.
Man, I really loved butterscotch.
I'm sorry, wife.
I used to be a green apple man.
Where the kids can I grow up? Outside the lemon drop factory.
Honey, don't worry. Honey, don't worry. It's in a good it's in a good part of town.
I'm climbing all the way to the top.
It's a really good offer.
Oh my goodness.
I swear.
Well, this is the last 40 seconds I might ever be on air on CJSF. It's been a real pleasure. To Jesse or anyone listening, hi.
Hi. We love you.
We love you so
all
much.
All of you.
I love this radio station so much. I miss this campus so much already, and I haven't even left yet. I'm going to miss all my friends so much. I'm going to miss all these fine people at CJSF. Grayson, Dean, everyone. It's hard. It's hard to say goodbye. But the thing is it's not goodbye. It's like, catch you later, man. You know what I mean? Dog.
Ew.
It's beautiful.
Anyways, there's going to be... Hang on, I should listen for when the airtime comes on. Anyways, this is like goodbye, but I usually end with a song, so this is going to be a really awkward transition. And... Radio.